Well, the sleeper hit, I guess that's pun intended, the sleeper hit of the summer has been the movie Inception, which is a vehicle for Leonardo DiCaprio. The movie opens, we discover that DiCaprio's character, called Cobb, is in charge of a team that, of all things, invade the dreams of the people so as to extract from those dreams things that are stored in their unconscious minds. And we discover now that there's a wealthy client who wants them to go into someone's dreams, not to extract information, but to implant an idea. Hence the name of the movie, Inception, to sort of implant this idea in the unconscious mind. If I rehearsed the details of the plot, I'd be here all day. Suffice to say that in order to disguise this or to keep it from the client himself, DiCaprio's team has to open up a whole series of dream worlds. So a dream within a dream within a dream. And as the movie unfolds, we're moving back and forth between these various dream worlds. That's where all the confusion sets in. I saw the movie, and I was struck not so much by the special effects, which are, you know, impressive enough, not so much by the convoluted plot. What struck me about Inception was its relentless secularism. Now, here's what I'm talking about. What Inception engages in is a very old, venerable spiritual practice, which is the practice of going deep down within. You go deep down within your own psyche to understand the deepest sources of your own motivations, identity, and so on. But this has long been recognized as a preeminent spiritual exercise, a way of discovering God. But in the movie Inception, people go as deep down as they can within their psyches purely for mercenary purposes. There's no spiritual wisdom that comes from it, no enlightenment, no illumination. It's done purely for secular purposes. Well, this really struck me because it's like a missed opportunity. Look in our own tradition. Someone like St. Bonaventure writes this wonderful book in the 13th century called The Mind's Road to God. Bonaventure talks about finding God in the outside world. It's a very Franciscan sort of move, in the beauty and harmony of nature. But then he says, there's an even more privileged path when you go deep down inside. And deep down in your own interiority, you discover the sources of your mind and your will and your imagination. And that is a spiritual quest, preeminently. Well, in this, Bonaventure is simply mimicking his master, St. Augustine. Back in the 4th century, Augustine writes this magnificent autobiography called The Confessions. What is The Confessions but a very focused and very disciplined interior investigation? Augustine searching out his own mind, his own will, his own history, his own memory. Why? To find himself, not quite, to find God. To find what God is doing deep down as God is relentlessly at work at the roots of mind and will and imagination. Think of someone like Teresa of Avila in the 16th century, whose great book is called The Interior Castle. See, what's that? Well, that's the soul, which she envisions as a multi-layered reality. And she goes down inside and journeys ever deeper through what we call today both the conscious and the unconscious mind, but all the time seeking to discover God at the heart of the interior castle. But you know, the person that came to my mind as I was watching Inception and reveling in this inner quest, but also being frustrated by the secularism, the person that occurred to me was Thomas Merton. Thomas Merton, you know, is one of the great spiritual masters of the last century, a Trappist monk, a man who had a very promising future as a writer and kind of a man about town in New York. Read his great autobiography, The Seven Story Mountain, to get the whole story. But deeply frustrated by the emptiness of that life, he eventually comes to the church and then enters a Trappist monastery, where now he spends the rest of his life in this deep, contemplative search for God. At one point toward the end of his life, someone asked Merton, "How do I find God?" He said, "Look within." Now, that's not some kind of new agey psychologizing. It's coming up out of this very ancient tradition that when you go deep, deep down, go in, you'll find God. There's a great text. I recommend it to anyone watching this video. It's called Firewatch, and it's the epilogue to a book from 1952 called The Sign of Jonas. But Firewatch is what Jacques Maritain called the greatest piece of spiritual writing in the 20th century. Now, what is it? Why is it called Firewatch? Well, there was a practice in the monastery in Merton's time. The monks, on a rotating basis, would investigate the whole monastery at night to make sure that no fires were breaking out. So Merton recounts this, but he does it as a metaphor for the inner journey. He puts on his sneakers so he won't wake up his sleeping confreres. He takes a flashlight in hand and now proceeds to investigate the whole of the monastery from bottom to top. His first stop is way down at the foundations of the monastery, where the dirt floor is and where the wiring is exposed, and he shines the light around there. Where is he? Where is he? Not just in the basement of the monastery. He's in the basement of his own soul. He's down at that level of primal motivations and energies, you know, where you're in touch with our more animal nature. He then makes his way through the humid laundry room into the kitchen. What's he exploring there? Not just the rooms in the monastery. He's exploring a room within his own soul. The kitchen, standing for, call it, those sensual or animal appetites, what drives us, you know, to eat and drink and so on. He then goes into the library, looks around, shines the light on the thousands of volumes. Where is he? In his own mind, in his own intellectual world, the world of books and ideas and words. What's he looking for? God. Trying to find God in the deep down instinctual life, trying to find God in his sensual life, now looking for God in his intellectual life. Next, he peeks into the dormitory where his brothers are sleeping, and he briefly shines the light. Where is he there? In the realm of dreams, the unconscious world. Now, there's the world of inception. We go deep into people's unconscious psyches, into their dreams. Well, Merton's going there too, but not for mercenary purposes. He's going there to discover God. Remember the psalmist who says to Yahweh, "Even at night you direct my heart." What is that but God working, yes, even in the unconscious life? Next, he goes into the great monastery church and he shines a light around. Where is he? Now within his great spiritual consciousness. Now in the realm of religion and prayer. He can almost hear the echoes of his brothers still singing the Gregorian chant. He can smell the incense. He's now in this explicitly spiritual space. Then in a beautiful final part of the meditation, he climbs up the bell tower, up these rickety stairs. He pushes open a trap door, and he comes out to the very top of the monastery. And he looks up, he says, at the frozen stars. Now, that's a Dante reference. At the end of every section of the Divine Comedy, "I look up and see the stars," Dante says. So there he is, and he hears, he says, the thrum of the insects and the frogs around the monastery. Where is he? He's now come to the tip-top of his own soul, his own psyche, the place where he's most oriented to the transcendent mystery of God. What's he been doing? Shining the light, looking, analyzing. Not so much for fires, or if you want, for the fire of God. He's looking for the presence of God in all these aspects of the psyche. That is the great story of the inner quest. Going back to Teresa and Augustine and Bonaventure, coming up through this contemporary figure. When you go deep down within, yes, even to your dreams, even to your unconscious, what you're looking for finally is the mysterious God. Psalm 139 says, "Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. Before ever a word's on my lips, Lord, you know it through and through." In other words, God knows you better than you know yourself. Therefore, when you go deep down into the self, look for God, you know. To me, the kind of disappointment, and maybe I'm expecting too much of a Hollywood movie, but in some ways the disappointment of Inception was these people did indeed go deep down, all the way down, but did it simply in the spirit of a mercenary, not in the attitude of a spiritual adventurer.